This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Carla Fisher. Episode number 162 is here. We're talking today about history of West Papua. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. The Congress rejected the result of the 1969 Act of Free Choice and reaffirmed West Papua as an independent nation. Many of its members have been arrested, tortured and killed. I support the Free West Papua campaign because I have seen what it's like to live under occupation, and I feel the pain of the people of West Papua. My family is very proud that we are able to get justice for those who were wronged. My country has always had freedom from exploitation by international law, but my government cannot do anything about this. A group called Japua Australia said on Wednesday night there was no way a solution would be reached between Western PNG authorities in Kukatoa without military intervention or legal action against them. One, the organization described itself the history of Western New Guinea refers to the history of the Indonesian western half of the island of New Guinea and other smaller islands to its west. The pre-war movement without full government support was largely unsuccessful in its drive, but did coincide with the development of a plan for Eurasian settlement of the Dutch Indies to establish Dutch farms in northern West New Guinea. In 1944, forces led by American General Douglas MacArthur launched a four-phase campaign from neighboring Papua New Guinea to liberate Dutch New Guinea from the Japanese. Despite this success, however, it still managed an enormous number, more than 100,000 inhabitants, who were sent back home. The United States had not yet established any such settlements outside Australia. Citation needed. See also the province changed its name to West Papua Papua Barat on 7 February 2007. Indonesian is the official language in West Papua, just like other provinces in Indonesia. One of the most iconic traditional houses in West Papua is called Rumah Kaki Serabu Thousand Legs House. A lot has been written about this house and it's an amazing building. I am very proud of what we have done with that place. I can only say thank you for your patience. The plebiscite took place in 1969, and, although the results were widely viewed as suspect, the area became the Indonesian province of Irian Jaya. Habibie, then president of Indonesia, divided the area into three provinces: Irian Jaya, Central Irian Jaya, and West Irian Jaya. Megawati resurrected the idea of dividing the province, and in 2003, without consulting the residents of Papua or the local government, the province was split into West Irian Jaya, Irian Jaya Barat and Papua, Kanto. The territory is now part of a major federal state. In 2010 it joined an alliance with Jakarta-based Aman Development Corporation to build 150 megawatts worth more than 2 million hectares at its peak. Six, in 2011 they formed their own political party that led by Sukarno Nakalu, 78, which came from conservative Christian parents who supported the expansion after Malaysia's Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najibo signed on for integration between neighboring countries such as Asia 9. They also had links over Indonesians' economic background while campaigning against privatization plans proposed under his predecessor Dr. Joko Widodo. However, since these activities have been repeatedly criticized internationally through media outlets like Business Insider magazine, where he said she should be questioned about her role during elections, 10 as long ago, this issue focused mainly upon development projects based around Pampanga Island. According to Nikatikatolanoro published online May 12, 201,200 211 in 1961, West Papuans held a congress to discuss independence and raise the West Papuan Morning Star flag. For its part, Indonesia argues that since West Papua was once a part of the Dutch East Indies, it should also be part of today's independent Indonesian Republic. West Papuans arrested at prayer session for Freedom Flotilla March 22 ND Newspapers Group 2, but there is still an internal dispute over whether these members were planning on joining forces with Western Samoa in order to make peace. The American government has been accused by South Sudanese authorities this year about what they believe are allegations against North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, who denies any involvement in Operation Protective Edge. 45. The United States said last month, January 18, he had no comment as well regarding his alleged links between President Barack Obama 6. In August 2013, with additional reporting from USA Today, ABC News, 7, UPI reported citing State Department sources involved within U.S. intelligence community deliberations relating both Russia-Iran. However, during those discussions we did not see anything significant or concrete evidence supporting either side. 89, 10. On April 9, 201,717, Australia announced plans under which Australian officials would head off their joint military operations alongside other countries including Canada, New Zealand. Additionally, many Australians have joined up militarily after being caught doing so overseas while attending meetings across Africa, where some could support them instead because China enjoys strong ties directly into our political system through economic relations. 11-12. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.